Well, I think this is probably the nation's in a, extreme fashion frenzy at the prospect of Karl Lagerfeld's, Chanel Métier d'Art show taking place in Linlithgow. It's, he's known for going all over the world to present this incredible collection, and the fact that it's coming to Scotland is just beyond wonderful for Scotland as a platform for fashion, Scotland is a fashion platform for textile manufacturing, cashmere, and just for the incredible talent we have here. The world and the spotlight will be shining on Scotland next Tuesday. I think that, if you look at, Coco Chanel, going back, to, the 1930s, she spent many summers here without a shadow of a doubt. Her summers when she kind of roamed the Highlands, and, she was very active and she loved salmon fishing and the outdoors and deer stalking. And you can see her passion for the outdoors impact across all her fabrics that she used, from the tweeds to the breeches to the cashmeres. So absolutely, they have a phenomenal rich heritage with Scotland. They've been working with Barry Cashmere for 25 years, and they now have bought it and they've taken it into their atelier group of fine craftsmen that produce all these wonderful garments. So I think that, yes, absolutely, I'll be looking forward to, I hope, some wonderful Karl Lagerfeld inspiration in his new collections from Scotland. No, and I think that's part of the, part of the excitement of it. Chanel, there's such great secrecy surrounding this, and quite rightly so. We live in a social culture where everybody just loves to spill the secret and break the surprise. And, every show that he does, last year the show in Versailles was just phenomenal. And I think that's part of the magic, and I think that he will not disappoint. And if you just look at the history of all his events, the detail and work that has gone into them and thought, it's like a canvas for his collection. So every aspect, from the floor to the flowers to the smell, to the decor, to the carpet, to whatever he's come up with, will add to that visual journey of his collection. And that's what makes it exciting, because no one knows what to expect. Well, I mean, he's got the most majestical place, hasn't he? Because, the castle doesn't have a roof, and yet it's right next to, like a loch, and, it's spectacular views. And I mean, we've all seen, there's pictures circulating of these kind of glass domes, and, I'm sure, you'd have to have some sort of cover in there. But I think with the House of Chanel and Karl Lagerfeld, you have to expect the unexpected. And if there's something spectacular that someone could do with a ruined castle with no roof, he's the man to do it. So that's why it's much anticipation. Yep.